Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, what are we talking about today? We're talking about financial knowledge, basically.
Yes, awareness. In general, really. Yes. Right at the end of last year, the Financial Services Council, which is an organisation that includes KiwiSaver providers, financial advisors, all sorts of financial organisations, they did a survey, and there was quite a lot in there that I wasn't particularly interested in, but there were two aspects of it that I thought were interesting. One of them was testing your financial knowledge with four questions. So they asked people four questions that I actually thought were pretty easy, but of course I mean if it had been about rugby or how to fix your car or something,
or Link 3.
Yes, that's right, I probably would have done hopelessly. So I wanted to put those to the listeners today. Yes. And see if, how well they do on the financial knowledge, and then also just briefly there were some reasons people came up for not being in KiwiSaver. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to sort of look through those and comment on them. Most of them I thought were not terribly valid.
I mean, how many people are in KiwiSaver?
I think 3 million, is right. That? Yeah. I think.
So most people are onto it. And think,
it's pretty widespread.
Yes.
I mean, thanks to the fact that when they set it up, they auto-enrolled people when they got a new job.
Yes.
And that was a brilliant design feature. Instead of saying, do you want to join, you were automatically in unless you chose to go out.
Yes.
And that made a big, big difference to the number of people in there.
Fantastic.
But there are quite a few not, and quite a lot of those for not awfully good reasons, I thought. Yes.
Well, let's go through the financial services survey, the four questions. So what was...
So the four questions, I thought listeners might want to have a go at them. So the first one is, imagine that the interest rate on your savings account was 1% a year and inflation was 2%. So 1% for interest, 2% for inflation. After 1 year, would you be able to buy more than today, the same as today, or less than today?
Okay.
And the answer to that is less than today.
Yeah.
Because if inflation's higher than interest rates, you're going backwards.
Yes.
Which has not been happening lately, not really, because interest both have gone up a lot, interest rates and inflation. But we do sometimes get periods where that happens.
Yes, yes.
The second one was a true or false one, and that was buying shares in a single company usually provides a safer return than buying shares in a number of different companies. Is that true or false? So is a single company safer than investing in quite a few different companies?
Well, I've listened to Mary Holm on many occasions with Jessie, and she would always say spread risk around.
You got that one?
Yep. So that would be a false for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's good old diversification. It's a really good idea. In fact, some of the financial experts say it's the only free lunch you can get. That saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch. The only free lunch you can get in finance is by spreading your money over a lot of different shares.
Yes.
The average return will be the same as you'd get if you put it all into one share, on average.
Right.
But the risk is lower.
Yeah.
And so you're getting the same return for a lower risk.
Yeah, right.
So that's,
and the chances are you probably get more.
Well, not necessarily, no, because if you buy a single share, it could be brilliant, or it also could go broke.
Could be a disaster.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So question three then.
Question three is another true or false one. And this one says, an investment with a high return is likely to be high risk. Is that true or false?
And sounds like it would have to be.
Yes, it absolutely
it's
is.
It's got to be a reason for...
Yes.
Expecting to get more back.
That's right.
So you take that risk.
And in fact, risk and reward. With a lot of scams, when they say, we can bring you a high return without taking high risk, run a mile, because it cannot happen. It's, if you think it through, if an investment did have a high return and low risk, then everyone will want to get into it.
Yes.
And whenever anyone wants to get into investment, that pushes the price of the investment up.
Yes.
So if everyone wants to get into a share or anything else, it'll push the price up.
Yes.
The same with if everyone wants to buy houses, it pushes the prices up. You know, that's supply and demand.
Indeed.
So it's always going to be true that if there's a high return, it's got to come with high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one is, if you switched from a balanced KiwiSaver fund to a growth fund, would you be investing in more or less risky assets? So the answer is, are they riskier going from balanced to growth?
Yep.
Are the assets riskier or less risky?
Mm.
And the answer to that one is more risky. Yeah. Yes, so a growth fund is one that they don't hold all shares. There's a category beyond growth which is called aggressive funds, and they're the ones that tend to be all shares or a bit of property or nearly all shares in property. But growth is the next tier down, and they're largely shares, whereas balance tends to be 50-50 shares and bonds and some cash, and which are lower risk.
Person would you suggest should go for a growth fund? Is that a younger person who's got more time to recover?
Certainly a young person, unless they're saving for a first home and planning to buy that home within about 10 years. In that case, I'd say no, go for a lower risk because markets can tank.
Yeah.
And as badly as half, you know, that's did happen in the 87 share market crash in New Zealand, where people who thought they had a $10,000 deposit on their house, suddenly it was $5,000. You know, you don't want to, and it can take quite a few years to recover, as it did in 87. I mean, that's unusual, but it does happen.
Hasn't happened this time to any degree.
It's the plunge, or you could call it a crash in 2020 with COVID, was a very quick recovery. That was remarkable. The market went down a lot and it came back up a lot in just a few months.
Yeah. Was that but all then, people at home? Well, lockdowns were playing the market?
It was hard to know. Yeah. I think at the beginning with COVID, people just thought everything's gone to hell in a handbasket and I can't, you know, God knows what's going to happen to companies, etc. I don't know what happened, but the world panicked and share markets plunged. But since then, there has been another market downturn which has taken longer to recover. Although it has now, I was reading something the other day that all but two share market funds, not just providers, but just two funds, and I don't know which ones they were, but everything else gained in the 3 months ending December, December.
Right.
So the markets have come back.
It's back.
But it can take quite a long time. So, but just an answer also to your question about growth KiwiSaver funds, there's no reason why an 80-year-old shouldn't have some of their money in growth, as long as they're not planning to spend it till they're 90.
Mm.
You know, or older. Yes. And so it's just a long-term thing, basically.
The other thing, I suppose, about KiwiSaver that is great is that you can't get it easily, you know.
You can't get at it easily. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Until you're 65. Which is quite good for a lot of people.
A lot of people.
You can't
just dabble away.
On those four questions, 82% said they felt financially confident, but only 62% got 3 out of 4 right. And so, which I found quite shocking, because I thought they were all pretty
it's sort of fairly easy. Logical, I would have thought.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But anyway, younger ones didn't do as well, only 48% of the ones in their 20s, compared to 86% of people over 60. So with every age group, the score went up. So people do learn over their lifetimes.
Were men better than women or the other way around?
No, it was women who did better than men by fair margin. 66% of women versus 57% of men.
Wow.
10% which was quite interesting, I thought. Yeah. Yes, because women often say they've got less financial knowledge, but That's not necessarily the case.
I suppose going back the generations, the tradition was that the man was in charge of the
That's right.
Money, you know, gosh.
And the woman, you know, got her allowance to buy the groceries.
Yes.
Hideous.
Hideous, indeed.
Yeah.
So, that's fascinating, isn't it?
Yes, it was interesting little survey, I thought.
Yeah. So how do we get better?
I hope that, listening to you and me.
Yeah, exactly, listening to you. not less of me.
Oh, it all helps. I hope that our listeners did better than that. I'd like to think most of them would get 3 out of 4 or
indeed.
4. Yes, yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to look at quickly, although we haven't got a lot of time, was another aspect of the survey was reasons that people are not in KiwiSaver. So of those who are not in, why are they not in? And the most common answer was, I prefer to invest my own money instead. And that's what you hear people say, no, I can do better elsewhere.
Yes.
If they're between 18 and 65, they probably can't, because you're getting the money from the government each year.
Yeah.
So for every dollar you put in, the government puts on 50 cents, up to a maximum of 1,000 odd from you and 500 odd from, from the government. And for employees, most of them also get employer money. And because of those extra boosts, the returns on KiwiSaver are generally going to be better than anywhere else at a given risk level.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And so people who say they can do better elsewhere, I say, well, maybe yes, if you take really high risk.
Yeah.
Like some people take a lot of risk with property, for example, and they do either very well or disastrously. The next most common reason was, I don't have confidence in KiwiSaver. And that's a real pity, because the government doesn't guarantee it, but the government watches it awfully closely.
Mm.
You know, I used to be on the board of the FMA, and they watch it closely.
They had a look at all the companies, didn't they, in the last couple of years, and some were sort of kind of deregistered from KiwiSaver?
Not providers.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure
what
you're referring to there. But providers don't actually look after your money. They kind of run things, but the money itself, that's not correct. The providers do invest the money, but there's a whole separate firm called a supervisor who watches what they're doing and makes sure the money goes to where they say it's going. So even if the provider went belly up, and there have been a couple of little ones that have gone out of business, the money just gets transferred to another provider. The money's fine.
Yes.
Your money's fine. So while there's no absolute guarantee on it, it's awfully safe, I think. Almost as safe as money in the bank. You don't feel I need it, some people say about KiwiSaver, and I would say, well, that's fine. But here is your chance to get some money from the government that you could then direct to a charity of your choice. And so, you know, why wouldn't you want to do that? I would prefer to have my money now. Okay, fair enough. And some people say, I've got such high needs at the moment, I can't afford it. But 3% of people's pay is not very much.
Yes.
And if you're just putting in $1,042 a year, that's $20 a week. So while I appreciate there are some people for whom $20 a week would be really a big deal, but not for many who say they can't afford it, I think
a lot of people
need to be challenged on that. 17% people said the investment options on offer don't match my needs. And I would say to that, well, there's a very wide range of KiwiSaver investments, including Bitcoin and property, usually commercial property.
Mm.
But there's all kinds of investments that you can make through KiwiSaver. So I think people perhaps don't realise that.
Mm.
Another one is, I haven't been employed since KiwiSaver's been offered. You don't need to be employed. It's really good for people who are not employed to put their $20 a week in, or $1,042 a year in. That amounts to the same thing. Get the government money.
One said here, actually, Jen said, if self-employed, no KiwiSaver from employee.
From employer.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, indeed, but self-employed people, I'm self-employed, you put in $20 a week or $87 a month, set it up as an automatic transfer out of your bank account and forget about it. Mm. And then every year the government's putting in $521.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
We don't like paying taxes, and here's some coming back again.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Go for it. Yeah. The last reason was that it's too confusing, some people said. And yeah, I mean, I suppose, but it isn't. If you just go with a very simple one,
yeah.
And if you must, go with one offered by your bank, although the bank ones aren't particularly good. They're all right, but they're not particularly good for the most part.
Yeah.
But, and they'll explain things to you. It's not that hard,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Do you think people are sort of intimidated by the thought of actually going to a provider?
Yes.
And, you know, they think they won't understand.
Don't know how to, and they might use language I don't understand,
yeah.
And all of that. Look, and that might happen a bit. Mm. But as I say, you can do it through your bank, who you might feel you've got sort of more comfortable with.
Yes.
It's really not that hard. It's just a pity when you hear about people missing out on this money from others. Yeah.
You're the expert. Your advice is go for it.
I am, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Mary Holm, thank you. Lovely
Thanks,
to meet
Mark.
You. I wore a business shirt, especially. So
I'd
feel like
great.
The part.
Good Thanks on you. Very much, Mark.
Cheer on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.